Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Austin, this is Adam Torres and Thor Harris, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed the keys to the studio over to me and Adam. We made a really beautiful record this winter. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. I think it comes out in September. But we're going to play some records that we like for y'all for the next hour. And our first song is by Glenn Campbell, who lived in my hometown of LaPorte, Texas for a little while. I'm not sure what he was doing out there. This is a great song. And did you also know Glenn Campbell was an alternate Beach Boy, like when Brian Wilson was too insane to tour? So check it out.
Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun. At Galveston, at Galveston.
Can you believe that song? It's so beautiful. Adam Torres met Glenn Campbell once. I just learned this. Go.
Hey, y'all. This is Adam Torres. I met Glenn Campbell when I was 13 years old at eating barbecue under a tent with about 30 people. It was after a celebrity golf outing in Cincinnati.
Did you shake his hand?
We shook his hand. We shook, and Jimmy Kimmel was there too. It's kind of surreal, but he played that song "Classical Gas" on guitar.
He's a wicked good guitar player.
Yeah, and I'll never forget.
Do you know this next amazing singer that I picked?
Oh yeah, this is John Jacob Niles.
Yeah, y'all know him out there in Radioland. He's just one of those amazing singers that just stops you in your tracks when you hear his voice. Much like Adam Torres, I think. But here comes John Jacob Niles. He was a carpenter in, I think, Kentucky or something like that. And he built his own, this big dulcimer thing that he accompanies his songs with. John Jacob Niles, "Go Away From My Window."
Go away from my window, go away from my door, go away, away, away from my bedside, and bother me no more, and bother me no more. I'll give you back your letters, I'll give you back your ring, but I'll never forget my own true love as long as songbirds sing, as long as songbirds sing. I'll go tell all my brothers, tell all my sisters too, that the reason why my heart is broke is all of you, is on account of you. Go on your way, be happy, go on your way and rest. Remember, dear, that you're the one I really did love best. I really did love best. Go away from my window, go away from my door, go away, away, away from my bedside, and bother me no more, and bother me no more.
Man. See what I mean, Austin, Texas? That voice. It's just like Nina Simone. So distinct, and he has such control over it. So, my dear friend Gretchen Phillips just said to me, you know, you need to apologize for mass murder or pedophilia, but for liking prog rock, no apology is necessary. So this next tune I'm going to play is a prog rock tune by King Crimson, and it's called Frame by Frame. And what I think it illustrates is like the tension between Robert Fripp and Adrian Belew. And they based a lot of their super intricate guitar lines, I think, on the mid 20th century minimalists like Steve Reich, Philip Glass, Terry Riley. It's just amazing that all these notes turn into like a fabric of sound. Check it out. Frame by Frame by King Crimson.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, this is Thor Harris. I'm here with my friend Adam Torres.
Hey, y'all, and you're listening to my KUTX.
Yeah, we made what's going to soon be your favorite record, the new Adam Torres record. It's called Pearls to Swine, and we're playing at Cactus Cafe.
On September the 10th.
That's right. This next tune we want to play for you is on a Brian Eno and David Byrne album called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And it contains an actual exorcism. It's called Jezebel Spirit. This is my favorite. I don't know if it's my favorite Brian Eno thing, but it's at least my favorite David Byrne thing. And I am a fan.
Thank you.
I sure hope he got that Jezebel spirit out of that poor woman. That nice priest. That was Brian Eno and David Byrne from their great record, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. My name's Thor Harris. I'm here with my friend Adam Torres.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. We are the guest DJs for this hour. And if you miss any of our show and want to see the playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX.
So this next song is by this great band, The Swans, which, as luck would have it, I'm a member of that band. But I wasn't when they made this song. And this, during the summer of, I guess, 97, I was really angry and sad. And this song was like the anthem, my anthem of that summer. And it made me really like want to pursue and become a member of this band, which I did. So check it out. This is Swans, and the song is called Failure.
And I have been lonely, and I have been blind, and I've learned nothing, so my hands are firmly tied to the sinking lead weight of failure. I've worked hard all my life. Money slips through my hands. My face in the mirror tells me it's no surprise that I am pushing the stone up the hill of failure. And they tempt me with violence, and they punish me with ideals, and they crush me with an image of my life that's nothing but unreal. Except on the goddamn slave ship of failure. And I'll drown here trying to get up for some air. But each time I think I breathe, I'm laid on with a double share of the punishing burden of failure. I don't deserve to be down here, but I'll never leave. And I've learned one thing: you can't escape the beast in the null and void pit of failure. When I get my hands on some money, I'll kiss its green skin, and I'll ask its dirty face, where the hell have you been? I'm the fuel that fires the engines of failure. And I'll be old and broken down, and I'll forget who and where I am. I'll be senile or forgotten, but I'll remember and understand. You can bank your hard-earned money on failure. I saw my father crying, I saw my mother break her hand on a wall that wouldn't weep, but that certainly held in the mechanical moans of a dying man who was a failure. My back hurts me when I bend, 'cause I carry a load, and my brain hurts like a knife hole, 'cause I've yet to be shown how to pull myself out from the sucking quicksand of failure. Some people lie in hell, many bastards succeed, but I've learned nothing. I can't even elegantly bleed out the poison blood of failure.
Yeah, that's so good. Swans, Austin, y'all are into Swans, aren't you? If you're not yet, get the newest stuff and work your way backward through the Swans catalog. It's huge. This is Thor Harris, and I'm here with my dear friend Adam Torres. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to our playlist, our hour here at MyKUTX. We're really excited to be playing some of our favorite songs for you.
Adam was smiling huge during Failure by Swans. That song just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So I found, when I was a little kid, before I started listening to KUT, in the mid 80s, one way that I would get music is by buying 8-track tapes whenever I could find them. This was the 70s, and I somehow bought a Kraftwerk 8-track tape of that great record Autobahn. Well, this isn't from that record, but Kraftwerk did become, I think, my favorite all-time band, and my gal Peg took me to see them this winter at Bass Concert Hall. It was amazing. This is from a later record, but the song is called The Model by Kraftwerk.
This is Adam Torres and my dear friend Thor Harris. You're listening to my KUTX. We're here with Art Levy and others at KUTX. They've let us take the studio around the block a couple times here with some of our favorite songs. And I'm going to introduce this next song. It's one of my favorite songs. And it was hugely inspirational for me as a songwriter. And it changed the way I thought of how songs and can tell stories, and how writers of songs can be like writers of novels or poems. Anyway, This is Leonard Cohen, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Hey Adam, it's Thor Harris.
Hey Thor, this is Adam Torres.
We're guest DJing, y'all. Art Levy's engineering the whole affair on KUTX. I got to see a couple of my favorite DJs, Rick McNulty and Matt Riley, out in the hallway. Those dudes are awesome.
And if you missed this on the radio, if you want to hear it again, you can check out KUTX.org under the My KUTX. This playlist will be available on the internet.
Hey, I don't think I know this next song.
This next
Tell
song is
Karen Dalton.
Karen Dalton, she's one of my favorite blues singers. And I had a hard time choosing. I knew I wanted to play one of her songs, but I chose this one because I love the subject matter and the ease of how she can sing and deliver the lines in it. It's called It Hurts Me Too.
I love you, baby. Ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Put your hand in mine. I've got something to tell you, darling. I want to change your mind. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Hurts me. You, baby, ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's Karen Dalton, It Hurts Me Too, and aside from having a really remarkable voice, she was also a really great guitarist and banjo player, as you could hear on that song.
And a Cherokee.
Yeah.
From Oklahoma.
Yeah, she's from Oklahoma originally, but mainly associated with the Greenwich folk scene in the 60s.
Hey, what are you going to play next, Adam?
So this next song is one of my favorites, and I chose this song. It's Neil Young, Albuquerque, and I chose this song because, well, I was born in Albuquerque, and also I love this album from Tonight's the Night. It's really, really laid back and kind of overlooked album, I think, sometimes, but...
Once me and Neil Young walked past each other in a hallway in D.C., and because, as you can see on the radio, I look like a sort of younger, more handsome version of Neil Young. And I was like, oh my God, that's Neil Young. You know, I wanted to like meet him, but I was too much of a dork to walk up to him and shake his hand. I'm sure he would have been really nice and gracious, but we just sort of grinned and kind of nodded like, hey, you're from the same gene pool as me. It was super cool. It was maybe even better than meeting him. I'm not sure, but I'm a huge fan too.
Thank you. they say that Santa Fe is less than 90 miles away, and I got time to roll a number and rent a car. Starving to be alone, independent from the sea that I've known.
That was beautiful, Adam. Way to pick it.
You just listened to Neil Young's Albuquerque. My name's Adam Torres, and I'm here with my good friend Thor Harris.
Yeah. Hey, we both have great new records coming out this... yes, I did play on both of them. The Adam Torres record comes out
September the 9th.
Yeah. And, I have a new record. I have a new band called Thor and Friends, and our record comes out September 26th, I think. And we're going to do a ton of shows together, including one at the Cactus Cafe September 10th. I love that place. I love that room. We've taken over KUTX to play some songs we like for you, and these are ones that Adam picked. I don't know. I've heard of this dude, Michael Hurley. What's the story?
Michael Hurley. He's a kind of idiosyncratic songwriter, and he, among other things, writes really great traveling songs. I love this song. It's called Blue Driver, and it's about being on the road and driving down the highway.
Whoa, we've done some of that.
And this is it's from his album Hi-Fi Snock Uptown.
Driver rolling along, searching the endless highway for a shoulder to cry on, for a shoulder to cry on. Blue endless highway, where do you from blue endless highway. It don't make no difference which way you go. I'm so doggone lonesome any way I go, any way I go. Foot up upon the throttle, watching the old smoke roll, looking out the rearview mirror for the highway. It stopped and everything was wrong. Little waitress that I love, she had come and gone. She come and gone. That big old lonesome moon and the stars above carry me. I can see there ain't nobody coming but my old truck and me, my old truck and me. Foot upon the throttle, watching the old smoke roll, looking out the rearview mirror for the highway patrol, for the highway.
That was good. What's this next one by our dear friend Aisha Burns?
Yes, yes.
She plays in your band.
Yes, this next song is by Aisha Burns. She plays violin, and she is an amazing singer-songwriter. She will be playing a set on September the 10th. It's going to be the album release for my band, and then Thor and Friends are going to be playing, and then Aisha Burns will also be playing. And if you come to the show, you might be so lucky to hear her play this song. It's called Sold.
I sold your love for another one. I lost you while you were at home. My love is for another one. Too much.
You.
Man, that was amazing. Aisha Burns. She plays violin in Adam Torres' band. And I didn't even know she could sing like that till...
Yeah, she has her truly amazing voice. She's one of my lucky to be one of her good friends, but also she's one of my favorite singers.
This has been super fun. I wish we could do this like once a day for 2 hours. My name is Thor Harris, and I'm here with Adam Torres, and we've been guest DJing with Art Levy, twisting the knobs, making it sound real good. And thanks for having us on KUTX. Hey, you know Jody Denberg loves prog rock too. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine that I love prog rock.
Thank you so much for listening, and you can find the full episode and playlist on KUTX.org, and just look for My KUTX. And this last song is one of my favorite. Growing up, I listened to a lot of Cento and Johnny, and this song is called Reflections.